Australia's inaugural Renter Confidence Index, demonstrates broad concern surrounding Victoria's rental landscape and its 1.5 million renters, from lease increases, complaints processes, and renting standards. The RCI was launched earlier this week by the Consumer Policy Research Centre at Parliament House, together with the Victorian Minister for Consumer Affairs and industry representatives. The RCI was developed as a new tool to guide regulation and reform. The Wise Sam Giorgio spoke with Shandini Gupta, Deputy CEO and Digital Policy Director at the Consumer Policy Research Centre.
So renting is very much front of mind, not only in Victoria, but nationally. Renting should be seen as an essential service. And like any essential service, you need to be able to measure what matters. So the Renter Confidence Index, it's really a systematic way to measure how renters are really faring that goes beyond anecdotes and assumptions.
It was launched at State Parliament yesterday afternoon with Victorian Consumer Affairs Minister Nick Stakos and industry representatives. Has there been any response or reception to it so far?
So far, it's been received really positively. And what we're seeing is that people, whether it's advocates, it's industry, it's government, they're all looking at how they can use the insights from the research to help move the rental market forward and ensure that it continues to be fairer, safer, and inclusive for all.
What are you hoping the publication could potentially set in motion for the rest of the country?
Ideally, what we'd like to see is that renter confidence is measured across Australia. We would love to be able to do this study across different states and territories, because it would be really important to measure something so many people rely on. And renting is no longer just a stepping stone into a housing or purchasing a house. There are forever renters. And so we need to ensure that renting becomes as good a service as it possibly can be. But you can only do that if you measure how it's performing and how reforms around it are actually delivering impact for people who rent.
Almost 4 in 5 renters had encountered at least one significant tenancy issue in the past 12 months. Can you elaborate on the reality of these concerns?
So what we found that Victorian renters are experiencing challenges throughout their rental journey, from application to eviction. There's been considerable amount of issues raised in terms of delays in maintenance and repairs. And then we've also had issues right up till the end where it's related to evictions. This is what has caused some of the biggest concerns for people. And the one aspect that comes through even more is that when you are facing that challenge, 2 in 5 who do, unfortunately, stay silent. They either endure the issue or they simply move. And there's a real fear of retaliation and not wanting to rock the boat. So one of the things we found was that 42% of renters are being asked to provide far more information than they should. And it was from full bank statements to sexual orientation to previous tribunal complaints, medical records, to cultural background. It's not appropriate and it's not necessary. And that particular part of the application process, because you're filling it out, you're going to complete everything that is being asked of you because you want to be able to have the home, it's one that really needs to be considered, because we really saw you're being asked for far more information than what's legally obligated for you to provide.
What does it mean for Victorians to be pushed back into the rental market if they lose their home they're in? Are there any recommendations for addressing concerns that they have to agents and landlords without having fears of repercussions?
So Victoria actually has some of the strongest rental laws. What we've seen is there's a broader challenge that even where legal protections exist, renters may not feel safe or supported to use them. And yesterday at the launch, we heard from a renter who spoke about the decision that you actually need to make between raising your voice and then potentially having to leave that place and enduring a higher rent because of the market that's currently there and the market that people are currently experiencing at the moment. So it really is about working together in the ecosystem to help lift the confidence of renters and support them in exercising their rights.
Shandini Gupta, Deputy CEO and Digital Policy Director at the Consumer Policy Research Centre, speaking with The Wire's Sam Giorgio.